few squirmy occasions that did come to mind, the referenced oath and guidelines that they're looking to clearly were not adhered to. Maybe this aspirational item will. While admittedly this is a measure that has no teeth to it, air quotes around the word teeth, it may not. However, one can hold out hope that it does. For reference, I have included the links in the show notes to the role of the town council document, the procedures manual of the town council, and the Franklin town charter. The link to the proposal text and associated supporting material that town administrator Jamie Helen mentions is also provided. I would encourage you to review and prepare for the continued conversation now scheduled for March 4th. If you can't be in attendance, please reach out to one or more of the counselors to let them know where you stand on this matter. The recording itself runs approximately 22 minutes, which includes the full reading of the proposal text. So without further ado, let's listen.
Resolution 20-14, the Town of Franklin Civil Discourse Pledge. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Resolution 20-14, the Town of Franklin Civil Discourse Pledge. Whereas the Town of Franklin is made up of individuals and businesses whose collective cultures and perspectives join to form a healthy community that prides itself on being a place that welcomes people, families, and businesses from all walks of life. And whereas the Town of Franklin values all members of this community, including all religions, ancestries, and ethnicities, as well as people of any social economic status, disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Whereas the Franklin Town Council wants to assure its residents and visitors that it is a place that celebrates diversity and inclusion and will not tolerate any discrimination, prejudice, racism, bigotry, hatred, bullying, or violence towards any person or business within our community. Whereas the Franklin Town Council recognizes that with rapid ascent of modern technology, including all forms of social media, the internet, and television, that new challenges are before us, all of us, and that the individual councilors need to set a high standard for civil discourse by providing an environment of trust and honesty with residents and businesses. And whereas the Franklin Town Council encourages all residents and visitors to celebrate and practice civility and to respect the diversity of each other's backgrounds and to learn from one another. Now, therefore be resolved by the Town Council of the Town of Franklin that Section 1, the Franklin Town Council will lead by example in promoting civility and respect for all citizens and businesses within the Town of Franklin and utilizing any means of contact with the general public, including but not limited to in-person constituent services or various social media channels, and while conducting formal business as outlined in the Franklin Home Rule Charter and Franklin Town Council Procedures Manual. Section 2, the Franklin Town Council will have a renewed focus on following the appropriate governmental structures and processes, such as the chain of command when responding to citizens and employee feedback, as outlined in our town charter and town bylaws, town administrative procedures, or the Massachusetts general laws, where applicable. Section 3, the Franklin Town Council recognizes that individual councilors or councilor participation on various social media channels regarding official town businesses is possible infraction of the state's open meeting law statute. Section 4, the Franklin Town Council calls upon all city departments, employees, and all who live, work, or visit Franklin to speak out against acts of bullying, discrimination, hate violence, while also standing up for those who are targeted for such acts. The town shall exercise all reasonable efforts to ensure that all town bylaws and administrative policies reflect the most current federal and state laws, and employees shall follow the appropriate chain of command as outlined in most recent approved town policies. Section 5, the Franklin Town Council recognizes that our community is proud to stand as a welcoming and accepting community to all and will act in appropriate ways to implement that standard across our community. Section 6, the Franklin Town Council will oppose any attempts to undermine the safety, security, and rights of individual members of our community encourages every citizen to do the same. In Section 7, the Franklin Town Council empathetically rejects discrimination, harassment, bullying, or any hate-based crimes and prejudice and bigotry in all forms, and takes this opportunity to reinforce our commitment to a diverse, supportive, and inclusive community. This resolution shall become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move Resolution 20-14.
Second.
Jamie.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, through your council. So, as my memo outlines, really quickly, you know, I've heard some concerns, you know, from actually many of you over a long period of time of concerns of, you know, various forms of you know, harassment in various forms. I think mostly a lot of the concerns I hear have come from online social media places. And so, you know, we took a stab, as the chairman mentioned at the last meeting, that we could maybe put something together. I'll be completely honest, I've never written anything like this before. Alicia in our office did a great job doing some research about what many other communities have done. And looked at a whole host of towns, and we worked you know, within the week to try to put this civil discourse pledge together. As I also outlined in my memo, in terms of my role as the town administrator, as well as our human resources director, Karen, who's here tonight, you know, I have a responsibility to the organization that I oversee, and to try to make sure that we're doing the best we can to avoid these issues within the organization that I have, you know, some sort of legal control over, and through our employees. And we have, you know, due to our leadership and Karen's leadership and the support of all of our department heads, we've done a tremendous amount in this organization over the last couple years. Most notably, a couple years ago, we did sponsor the first municipal-wide harassment training for all municipal employees, which was something that I thought was very important, not only in coming in my tenure and taking over as town administrator, but I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school. The world's changing, and the standards are getting higher, as they should, and we take these things very, very seriously in this organization, and we wanted to make sure that as new people came in, new department heads, we're trying to do the best we can on that. Secondly, before any of this legislative session this year got started, Karen had approached me with a couple of other folks about having a department head's harassment identification training, if you will, which is going to be a mandatory 3-hour training for all of our staff department heads on how to identify the signs of what's going on in each department, how to address those. Many of these issues for anyone, no matter where you work, are very difficult to deal with, and they're very difficult to address. But we feel it's very important in today's day and era to make sure that our department heads are trained in this. Myself as well, I'll be there. Chrissy will be there, our staff will be there, and that's something that we hope the department heads will also take back to their individual departments and update any procedures and operations manuals that they may have. And finally, after that department head training is done in March, you know, we are going to also you know, look at doing another municipal-wide training for all of our staff. And finally, you know, I'd be remiss, I included in the packet as well, just to remind everybody who's watching at home and all of you, that last June when I did become town administrator, we also did update our town bylaw to reflect those protected classes that had not been updated in well over 10, 20 plus years. It's really, whether they're in the bylaw or not, you still have to obviously oblige those things under the law. but I think it was an important step this group here took in this council to make sure that those federal and state laws were actually embedded in our town bylaws. So anybody looking around knows that the town of Franklin is up to the most current place possible with those standards. And finally, I included the town harassment policy that was updated last year as well as part of the new employee manual. I included that in there as well, just so folks can take a look at it. You know, my opinion, in terms of these types of policies, It's something that myself and the Human Resources Director and our department heads all together have to pay attention to this stuff and make sure that our policies, if they need to be changed, we're not going to wait another 20 years or 10 years. You know, we're just going to make the change, we're going to do it, and we're going to implement it. As tastes in society shift, it's our responsibility to do the best we can to try and stay on top of those. So, you know, with that as a background, happy to answer obviously any questions anybody has about the document, the resolution, and happy to answer any questions I can about the tap procedures or anything else. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jenny. Discussion from the council. Council Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, to the town attorney. Just so everyone at home knows, policy is not law, correct?
This is aspirational. In other words, it's a goal to be aspired to. You're right. It's not. It has no independence.
Right. Policy is not law.
Okay. Right.
That's. I just wanted people to understand that. Mm-hmm. And I agree with all the whole premise of everything. I'm just a little concerned about the part about the council, maybe about our First Amendment rights. Where we're going with that, like what we're not employees, but we're going to be censured, and
you're not any liability is not going to arise from this. It's going to arise from separate statutes or case law, and they do exist in terms of what's said in a public meeting, be it by people in the audience or the council. So this doesn't have to detract from that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Councilor Kelly?
Thank you. I support this 100%. My question, and I my fellow Councilor Chandler basically said the same thing, but my question is, this is already in our procedures and handbook that the council gets and we review and go over every 2 years when the new council comes in. I support it, and I support it whether we agree to this as a council or not. I especially support it over the last 12 years of serving on this town council and how many employees have said that they feel like sometimes their superiors or their bosses or however you want to call them, you know, they feel bullied sometimes. So I support this for our staff 100%, especially because I think we've all heard that over the years. I am concerned the council, where we've already pledged when we get elected that we're going to do this. I feel like this is just another thing to put it on us. If my fellow councilors feel like we should go with this, I'm happy to do so, but that's just my concern. So,
thank you, Councilor Kelly. Councilor Bernanke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I totally endorse the zero tolerance policy to bullying. I always have it. Personally had a zero tolerance for bullying. I'm not aware of any counselor going outside the realm of procedure when they've heard, and I've personally been hearing things for the last, well, I'm going on 8 years as a counselor. I don't like the fact that people can't come to us. That's why I became a counselor. I like the fact that people can come to us. I'm not aware of any unethical, to kind of piggyback upon what Councilor Chandler said, I'm not aware that we're breaching any ethics if they come to us to talk, unless we go above and beyond human resources or go over someone's head to take matters into our own hands. So I'm not really clear on what this resolution is trying to say about our conduct as counselors, unless we breach some kind of ethical standard and try and take matters into our own hands on a disciplinary action towards a town employee. So, I mean, I really don't know where this is going. I agree with Councilor Kelly about, we should adhere to some ethical standards about procedure, but piggybacking again on what Councilor Chandler said, I think we should have some rights to act as counselors. I think that's what we got elected for. I know that's what I thought I got elected for, so that people could come to us. And some of the town employees that have come to me, I want to say have gone up the chain of command and they fear retribution, but I've never taken it beyond, I've never gone over anybody's head, and I've never taken it any further than maybe consult with our chair. And so I really don't know where you want to go with this resolution. So I don't know if it's a threat to us as counselors, or I really don't understand.
I don't think the intent was a threat to
I feel a little threatened. I don't know what my colleagues, but
Jamie, do you want to?
I think, yeah, just really quickly. I mean, just, you know, this is not some, you know, I'm not going to be pointing fingers all around here. I think at the end of the day, this is something that, you know, Councilor Hamlin brought up during the goals section. And I think it's not about pointing fingers at any one entity. It's not about just the council. It's not just about the employees. I think there's a sentiment out there. And whether everybody agrees with it or not, I'm not, you know, going to sit here and, you know, necessarily debate the ups and downs of it. I think it's, to the town attorney's point, there was an aspirational goal. You know, I don't think anybody here is wrong at all. I think Councilor Chandler brings up a great point about First Amendment free speech rights. I think we have, you know, I don't think anything in here is alleging any wrongdoing from anyone. I think the town attorney described this quite perfectly. It's an aspirational initiative. It doesn't supplant any legal issues that any one of us may get into or not, or any member of the community for that matter. You know, it's not a requirement that everybody has to behave exactly this way, but I think, you know, Council Hamlin brought this up, and obviously we know why she was unable to be here tonight, where, you know, she thought for her own reasons that maybe, you know, you can carry on to another meeting when she's actually here to put it in her words, but thought that there was, you know, at times a little bit of vitriol that goes around the community. And I think, you know, this is an aspirational initiative and resolution, not to point fingers, not to make allegations, but something that we try to strive for as a community. You know, I can't speak exactly for her. At the last meeting, you know, this was also brought up quickly that there would be a resolution on this meeting. I did what I was asked. If folks don't want to do it or do it, that's okay. But I think it was just a modest initiative to try to move forward a standard of living that we say as the elected leaders of the community, as well as the town administrator of the government here. I can't speak for the schools, but I would say that they probably do the same thing. You know, that we're trying to make sure that there's some level of civil discourse in the debate of all of these issues we talk about and all of the gossip and rumors and other stuff that goes on in the community. So that's all. I just think it's a simple, modest, aspirational initiative, and it doesn't have any legal binding at all. And it's not about trying to point fingers anywhere else, but it was something that, you know, you can amend it, you can not do it, whatever you guys decide.
Councilor Earls, you have the floor.
Chair, come sounds like there's been, you know, a variety of different opinions on this measure. I guess maybe just to open it up for a little bit further conversation or thought, how does this shift, you know, from our current sort of policies that we have in place or the things that we're already sort of committed to as counselors here in Franklin?
So through you, Mr. Chairman, to Councilor Earls. I mean, I'm not aware of any, you know, outside, the rules of procedure really address the formalities of how the meetings are run and how your annual elections do for chair, vice chair, clerk, all of those other nuts and bolts, ad hoc committees and some other things about how you really govern. I think on this type of stuff, this is about more about behavior than it is really about governance, right? So I think with the advent, and this is just, you know, me somewhat editorializing off the cuff, to be honest with you, I mean, I think with the advent of social media and technology, we can blame it, we cannot. Let's be real, there's a lot of stuff out there that people get worked up about. And I think from my perspective as a town administrator, when people ask me at the Managers Association, what's your number one concern in your community? Sure, affordable housing, open space, all sorts of other stuff. But it's this misinformation culture that's out there. It's very frustrating to get around. And I spend a fair amount of my day talking to citizens all the time, trying to get out the facts about what we do and what we don't do. To be honest with you, I highly doubt it's ever going to be fully controlled ever again in the history of this planet. You know, I think there's been concerns that have been brought to me by many of you well before the last election, many of you who served on the previous election, that when you chimed in on Facebook, there was a lot of hate back, you know, and vice versa. And so I think a lot of this, to be totally truthful, comes with the discourse that goes on social media, not necessarily initiated by any one of us. And we can't do anything about private citizens on private Facebook accounts or Twitter accounts. I don't even have a Facebook account. I've never used it. I never go on it. I never even registered my name once. And Jeff Roy always tells me, I can never find you. I can't tag you. I go, exactly. You know, that's just my own personal preference. Other people go on it. That's their choice. There's nothing I can do to regulate the community. And as that should be. I mean, let's be real. I mean, we're getting into constitutional rights here. But on the other hand, I think where Councilor Hamlin was coming from, and many of the feedback I've received from individuals on this council, as well as other elected leaders in this community, this is an issue, and it's coming up. And this is just one idea, I think, that was floated out there, and so we took a stab at it. But I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school here. I think this has a lot to do with social media in a lot of ways. I think that's just the facts. And how people decide as a body for you to regulate that among yourself, you know, that's really your choices as individual counselors and as a body, much like the planning board can do what they want and the school committee can do what they want.
Thank you, Jamie. Councilor DeLarco, then Councilor Kelly.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Well, again, I don't know where this is going. Obviously, I support anyone bullying, but I mean, I'm going to speak to whoever I want to speak to, whether it's a town employee or whoever it is. And I don't really care. We know there's a lot of crap going on down at the DPW, all right? And as far as I'm concerned, from the directors, the fish stinks from the head down. So you gotta get your house in order, you gotta get it in order, you gotta get it in order.
You're here.
Goddamn fast.
You're here.
Councilor Jones.
Yes, sir, I'll pass it to
Kelly. Thank you. You know, I want to, Alicia, thank you so much for putting this together. I don't think anybody thought you. I mean, we really do. I mean, we're not meaning anything malicious towards you. But, you know, a couple times the administrator mentioned Councilor Hamlin, and she is unfortunately not here.
Right. We should be talking about that.
And I would really like to ask for a vote to table this until the 4th of March so we can have a discussion with her. If it was one of the things that she put on the on our list, then she should have the right to talk, she should have the right to support it. And you know what, Councilor Hamlin's one of us no matter what, and if she's not here, it's not her fault she can't be here tonight. So I would ask my fellow councilors to support me, and I'll make a motion to table this until March 4th, 2020.
Motion and second. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the motion.
Can we just add one thing, Mr. Chairman? Any of the case law, well, through you to the town attorney, if you could print out any of the case law that we might have an infraction on the open meeting law with the social media?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, the vote will come on the motion to table this until March 4th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.